This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Gaza officials said Thursday more than 100 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip have been killed over the past 4 days of military conflict with Israel. According to the health ministry in Gaza, 103 people were killed, including 27 children and 11 women, while 580 people have been hurt since Monday. Inside Israel, 7 people have been killed since Monday, including one 6-year-old, after a rocket struck a family home. Earlier Thursday, the Israeli army said its fighter jets struck a military compound of the Hamas terror organization intelligence headquarters. The U.S.'s top diplomat says he's engaging with Middle East partners with urgency to help de-escalate the rising hostilities between Israel and Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Thursday he supported a U.N. Security Council meeting next week on the crisis after diplomats said Washington blocked a Friday session. Blinken says he's hopeful time will give diplomacy a chance to have some effect. United States health officials advised Thursday fully vaccinated people can avoid wearing masks in most places and do not need to wear them outdoors. Updated guidance, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention hopes will allow life to begin to return to normal. The agency also says fully vaccinated people do not need to physically distance in most places. It's still recommending vaccinated people wear masks on planes and trains and at airports, transit hubs, mass transit, and in places like hospitals and doctor's offices. The federal recommendations do not override local law or business or workplace regulations. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Protesters marched outside Greece's parliament on Thursday to oppose planned government labor reforms they say curb workers' rights and freedoms, including the abolition of the 8-hour workday. Thousands of workers shouted slogans and held banners in a demonstration organized by the Communist Labor Party. Greece's conservative government on Wednesday outlined plans to overhaul labor laws by liberalizing working hours, a move criticized by the left-wing main opposition and unions. According to its labor minister, the measures would bring overdue changes to laws that date back decades, offering more freedom to decide working hours. But Greece's main civil servants union says the government seeks to raise the 8-hour working day to 10 hours and scrap the 5-day working week and collective bargaining agreements. Two men detained by British immigration officials in Glasgow were released Thursday after a 7-hour standoff between hundreds of protesters and Scottish police. Police say an immigration van with the men was surrounded by protesters, including one demonstrator who climbed under the vehicle to stop it from moving while others sat in the road. Police Scotland said the decision to finally release the men had been made to protect the safety, public health, and well-being of all involved. Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon calls it unacceptable action by Britain's Home Office to detain the Indian men, especially as it came during celebrations for the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr in an area hit by the pandemic. A protester says the demonstration was in response to the hostile environment created by the British government. Britain's immigration rules have long been criticized by lawyers and human rights groups. A Ukrainian court Thursday placed Viktor Medvedchuk, a Kremlin-friendly lawmaker suspected of treason, under house arrest, but he vowed to remain politically active. The 66-year-old business tycoon, who counts Russian President Vladimir Putin among his personal friends, is a very controversial figure in Ukraine because of his ties to Moscow. Medvedchuk is one of Ukraine's richest people and says Putin is the godfather of his youngest daughter. Prosecutors this week said he and another lawmaker were suspected of high treason and attempts to plunder national resources in Ukrainian Crimea, annexed by Moscow in 2014. Medvedchuk claims the charges against him are politically motivated. And the U.S.'s top Homeland Security officials said Thursday immigration officials still face challenges at the U.S.-Mexico border, but extraordinary efforts have been made to move unaccompanied migrant children out of crowded border stations. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.